You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I am your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Albers. With us today is Mike Mellerick, the founder of StocktonCon. We're super excited to have you here today. It is the 10th year of StocktonCon, and it's happening this August 13th and 14th at the Stockton Arena. Mike, can you start off by telling us why you created this event?
Sure. Back in 2009, I was very jealous of a friend of mine who was going to the San Diego Comic-Con, which is the biggest Comic-Con in the world. And I just said, look, I'm going to start going to this event. And so we kind of, it was a guy that I had known for many years, and we just kind of started doing these reunions down there where a whole bunch of friends got together. And that was in 2009 we started. And then in 2011, after the event, I was like, man, it'd be kind of cool if we had something up here in Stockton that was like that. Obviously not on that level, because they get, hundreds of thousands of people for it. But when I was just kind of thinking about like what we could do, and I was like, man, it would be really cool. At the time I worked at University of the Pacific, and I was like, man, maybe we could do something in the Spano Center. And so I was just kind of thinking out, trying to think of ideas and whatever, because obviously, it's a little bit of an undertaking, and I would be doing this in my spare time. But I just reached out to Andy Prokop, who was then the president of the United Way. And I said, Andy, what do you think of doing a Comic-Con in Stockton where we benefited charity and, just kind of did some fun things here in town? And he just wrote me back. It was a Facebook message, like right away. He goes, let's do it. And that was really it. That was November of 2011. That's when we just kind of started the idea of like, okay, when can we get a date, et cetera, and it kind of, snowballed from there. So we had the first event on, I believe it was August 3rd of 2012, and in the Spano Center, we were expecting about 700 people at the max, and we ended up with 4,200, and which was, it blew my mind. I was having these nightmare dreams that nobody was coming, and just because we tried to do our best to get the word out and stuff, but you just never know. And I thought 500 to 700 would be a great first show, and yeah, the 4,200 blew my mind. And then by noon, I was talking to Annie. He's like, yeah, I think we need a bigger place, and that's kind of moved us into Stockton Arena in 2013 for a one day show. And then after that, we moved to a 2 day show in 2014, and that's kind of where we've been ever since. But doing it on a kind of a charity level, we've been able to do some good things for some local organizations.
That's awesome. Outgrew your venue in the first year. That's an achievement in and of itself. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, I remember that first year too. The line was like all the way down the road. I think it was like wow moment for everyone, because I think there was such a pent-up demand for something like this locally. So I just think it's an awesome event. And I've been many, many times, but for those who have never been to a Stockton Con type of event, how do you explain it to someone? What is a Stockton Con or a con in general, and what is there to do there?
Well, there's a lot of different types of things you can do there. There's a lot of celebrities there that are signing, autographs and doing meet and greets. There are local artists. There are national artists that are, working for Marvel and DC that you can go and get something commissioned done by them. We have a costume contest that a lot of people participate in, and that is both days of the event. There's a card gaming area. You can come out and play video games. There's just a whole lot of different things. We have over 200 vendors, vendor spaces between artists and our exhibitors. And just, we like to try to make it a family fun event where you can come out and, some folks can find stuff that they liked in the 80s and 90s and 70s and 60s, or maybe you're a fan of newer like anime or some other new pop culture stuff, other Marvel stuff and DC and whatever.
Yeah, and there and that coal market has grown so much, you know, over the last decade, especially the Marvel and DC universe. So you talked a little bit about special guests and celebrities. We all have looked at the list here internally. We kind of get geeked out. Of course, we're excited because the Sons of Anarchy tie, and you're going to have some Sons of Anarchy folks here, which I think is great for those who are listening who don't know. Sons of Anarchy is set in Charming, California, which is technically in our county, even though it's a fictitious city. And, you know, a lot of it is set in the Lodi Stockton area fictitiously. We wish it was filmed here, but it was not. But I think a lot of us also geeked out on Napoleon Dynamite being here. But also we have in our team, Anthony on our team, he's a self-proclaimed defender of pro wrestling. So there's always wrestlers who come too. So just talk a little bit about who is coming this year, what you're excited about on the celebrity side.
Sure. Ron Perlman is kind of our marquee guest. He was Hellboy, and then he's also he played Clay on Sons of Anarchy, the leader of the motorcycle gang that's, you know, set around here. And that was one thing, and Wes, you mentioned it, it's like I think there's been a lot of like people that have tried to pinpoint where Charming is on a map. And I don't know if we've ever actually talked about it, because it's a certain amount of miles from Stockton. It's a certain amount of miles from Lodi. And there's like trying to coordinate it, I think, maybe kind of out in the Delta. But that's maybe another podcast. But but Ryan Hurst, who's a really big part of Walking Dead and also Sons of Anarchy with Ron, is going to be there as well. And John Heder, as you mentioned, from Napoleon Dynamite. JBL is a Hall of Fame WWE competitor. Johnny Gargano is a really big fan favorite. Mickey James is a huge wrestling person as well. And then there's a lot of other folks that are really like, you know, they target certain different folks that have a fan base for like anime. Like Eric Vale is a My Hero Academia. He's one of the bigger voice actors on that show. And then we have also artists like Art Adams, who was a huge run on Fantastic Four. Tony Fleece, who was actually coincidentally one of our first ever guests at the first Stockton Con back at Spano Center in 2012. And he's really just an amazing artist and writer, and has been working on My Little Pony, and then has a book called Stray Dogs, which has really taken off, which was nominated for an Eisner Award this year, which is, you know, the pinnacle of awards in comics. So we really have, you know, a lot of different types of guests. Karen Parsons from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Melendi Britt, who was one of the first voices of She-Ra and the Masters of the Universe. I mean, we can go on and on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really happy with our guest list this year. It's probably I would say, you know, it's our 10th anniversary. So, you know, we try to make our guest list the biggest we've had. So, you know, working with agents and some of the celebrities ourselves, we're trying to come together to make a really fun event for everyone.
So for those who have never gone to a Stockton Con or a con, can you give a brief description of how's it work with the celebrities? Like, can you just walk up and give them a big hug? Or, you know, I know it varies based on the celebrity, but can you kind of give an overview of what that typically looks like?
Yeah, you know, there will be a meet and greet that you can purchase at the table. Some of the folks will have like a pre-sale, so you can check that out through our website at stocktoncon.com. But, you know, a lot of it is, you know, you'll go up, you know, obviously you pay your admission to get into Stockton Con, and then the meet and greets with the folks, there's an additional fee for that. And it kind of varies depending on who it is. But of course, you know, you can always walk up depending on the folks and the line that they have. I've been with celebrities at the past at other events where, you know, maybe they had a little bit of a lull and somebody just walked up and said, "Hey, you know, I want to come up and introduce myself. I've been a fan of your work forever." And, you know, just that makes their day too.
That's such a fun, I don't know, what a special moment for some of us. Like, I know personally, John Heder, I watched Napoleon Dynamite probably like 7 times a week when I was in high school. And then I ended up going to Idaho for college and I didn't know the connection. And then I got there and just absolutely felt like I belonged somewhere. So I know I've never been to a con myself. So I'm quite excited for that. And Karen Parsons too, you know, pivotal people in my childhood. But aside from the guests, Mike, is there anything sort of unique or unexpected that you're excited to share with attendees this year at Stockton Con?
Yeah. We do have a lot of different panels, and that's a really also a fun way to kind of get to know the celebrities a little bit. They'll come in into the panel room that's down on the first floor near the lobby, and you know, you can talk. Some of them will do Q&As, and someone will just talk about their role in show business and, you know, what they've done. Like John Heder will do a panel, obviously talking about Napoleon Dynamite, but about Blades of Glory and the other things that he's done in his career. And that's a really fun thing. I think, you know, we have an area where War Torn Front in Manteca sets up like the card gaming, and they do kind of a beginner's thing. So like, there's a lot of folks out there that are familiar with the collectible card gaming, like Magic the Gathering and Pokemon and that sort of thing. But there's also a lot of people that have always been intrigued by it, but don't really get a chance to participate in it. They just haven't really thought about it or gotten into it. And this, they give an opportunity for folks to get going and kind of walk them through it. And that's a really fun thing. And then I think, you know, this isn't like super unique, but it's a really fun part of each day. We kind of end the day in the panel room area with our costume contest. We have on Saturday, we have the adult costume contest. And then on Sunday, we have the kids costume contest. And, you know, there's cash prizes for folks that participate. And it's always just a fun thing to see everybody. And you know, a lot of folks are walking around the con in their costumes all day anyway. And you can maybe take pictures with them. And it's just, you know, we try to make it a family friendly event, and, you know, folks come and get to see things, and we really get some cool costumes at the event, which I'm always really thrilled by.
Those costumes are like an art form in and of itself. So these, you know, local folks who have spent, I'm sure, hours upon hours getting ready and putting these things together, them getting to show it off and get, you know, asked for photo opportunities and whatnot is probably very thrilling for them. But so for someone like me, right, first time, do I need to don a costume? Can I come in jeans and t-shirt? Will I be turned away at the door?
No, you can dress however you want. Obviously, you know, excellent. If you want to wear a costume, you can just wear whatever you'd worn to work, or just you're going to dress up and wear a suit. You can do that too.
A suit to Stockton Con. I like it. Yeah. And there you go. Do you have any other advice for first time attendees? Anything they need to know, or should we make sure we're signing up for our meet and greets before we get there? Checking schedules online. Just anything you can pass on.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mentioned the website earlier, StocktonCon.com. That's going to have all that information that you need leading up to the event. You know, the about information, like the cosplay policies, and, you know, just really everything you kind of need to know when people are going to be there. Because, you know, like Ron Perlman, for instance, will only be there on Saturday. So if you come out on Sunday and you're trying to meet Ron Perlman, you won't be able to. So, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody has all the information that they need. And, you know, like I said, it's a very useful part of planning your trip. And obviously, you know, there's a way to buy your tickets online, and you can, you know, buy tickets at, like, I think about 20 different locations around the county as well.
Awesome. One of my favorite things on the cosplay side is the 501st Legion, the Star Wars cosplay group that is local. I mean, they're phenomenal. I mean, I last year, I think there was an R2-D2 that just about blew my mind. But, you know, I grew up watching Star Wars, of course, and my kids love Star Wars. So the 501st is one of my favorite things. And I think it's just amazing to see them there in person.
Yeah, they'll be there as well this year. And along with the Mandalorian Mercs. And we usually get a really good turnout from those folks. They'll be up on the fun deck kind of near the celebrities, and they're always a really, they, you know, they're doing almost movie quality, you know, or sometimes as good as a movie quality costume.
Yeah, no doubt about that. One of the things that we talked about, you mentioned early on, was the kind of philanthropic part of Stockton Con. And I love that. You know, all of our events here at Visit Stockton are philanthropic in nature. We always give back to a local nonprofit. Can you talk a little bit about that and how much you've given back to nonprofits over the 10-year run or 9 years so far of Stockton Con?
Yeah, I mean, that was the one thing that I've always wanted to be a part of Stockton Con, was to help, you know, folks that needed it. And we've worked with the United Way in the past. We worked with St. Mary's Dining Room. The Child Abuse Prevention Council will be working with us this year, and we're really proud to help them. We, you know, and we do donate to Other different charities, and you know, as always, the portion of the proceeds go directly to charitable organizations in Stockton and in Lodi when we were doing the Lodi Comic Con as well. But over the years, going into this year, it's over $220,000 that we've donated to charity, and that's something that we're very proud of. And we like to think that we've helped make a difference in some of these organizations that we've worked with over the years.
I think that's an awesome thing. Yeah, totally. So as we start to wrap up here, first of all, we're all super excited here at the team. Not only the Sons of Anarchy tie, I think the Napoleon Dynamite's really got a good vibe going in our office. And we're expecting to come out one day this year too. And so we're excited about that and supporting the event as we have. I feel like we've been a sponsor from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning, you guys have been a part of it.
So proud of that. And I cannot believe it has been 10 years. You mentioned StocktonCon.com. Tell me a little bit about tickets. Do you have multi-day, single-day offerings for that?
Yeah, so if you buy tickets online, they're $16 for one day. It's $20 for a two-day pass. And if you buy them in a store, a local store, so like Al's Comics here in Stockton sells them. There's locations that you can find on the website, but you can only buy two-day passes in the stores. So that's $20, and they prefer cash, obviously, but I think there's a percentage on that if you purchase with a credit card. But we want folks to come out both days, but you can buy one day either at the online before or at the door. The at the door price is $20 for a 1 day ticket, so you're kind of better off buying the 2 day pass beforehand.
No, that's good to know.
Oh, so, and also, I'm sorry, Wes. I was just going to mention on the ticket side, kids 12 and under have always been free at Stockton Con, so and that's the same this year. So, we've always tried to get kids out there involved, and parents, if they buy their tickets, kids get them free.
That's love a family friendly event.
Yeah, we're all about that. So, Mike, is there anything else you would like to talk about in relation to StocktonCon before we close out today?
I really appreciate you guys taking the time, and we really appreciate you visit Stockton as well. And Wes, you were actually on our original organizing committee back in 2012. So I want to thank you for that. But, it's been something that's really grown and been such a big part of my life and been a part of what's a part of, a lot of folks in Stockton had a good time at this event, and we just want to make it as good as we can and make it a better event, and we did end up expanding, and I'll just kind of give a preview right now where our next event after Stockton is, we do have a Lodi event in October on October 2nd, but then we have Stockton Con Winter, and we're moving it back. It's been generally in January, but we're moving it back to February 19th in 2023. And we've already lined up a few really awesome guests for that one. Can't say them their names yet, but we're going to announce some of them at Stockton Con summer. So
that sounds awesome. Like a Valentine's Day gift opportunity right there.
Right. Definitely.
Slide on into the next weekend. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We're super excited. So for everyone listening, August 13th and 14th is Stockton Con at the Stockton Arena, downtown Stockton. Be sure to check out StocktonCon.com for all the info, get your tickets, and we will be seeing you guys out there. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
All right, everyone. And now we are going to head over to our friend Anthony for a Stockton pop culture moment.
Thanks, Amy. Did you know that Stockton, California is a part of the Marvel Universe? Unlike their counterparts over at DC, the costume protagonists at Marvel Comics tend to reside in cities that actually exist, many of them residing in the boroughs of New York. Captain Steve Rogers is from Brooklyn, Peter Parker from Queens, Matt Murdock, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones in and around Hell's Kitchen, and Tony Stark bouncing between the Big Apple and the coastline of Southern California. However, the Fantastic Four, made up of Reed Richards, Sue Storm, Johnny Storm, and Ben Grimm, all known as Mr. Fantastic, the Invisible Woman, the Human Torch, and the Thing, resided in the fictional Central City, California. Comic book fans wondered why they were given a fictional spot instead of an actual city. One of those fans was Joe Field, who would go on to become an unsung superhero of Stockton. 1986 would mark the 25th anniversary of Marvel Comics, so in October of 85, Joe, who was working promotions for KJOY AM Radio, got the idea to petition Marvel to name Stockton the home of the Fantastic Four, giving them headquarters right here in the Central Valley. Through the radio, Joe's petition got local media attention, which led to the Stockton City Council joining in and proclaiming Stockton as home of the Fantastic Four. Then the news went national when the Los Angeles Times wrote a story about the petition and contacted the Marvel Comics publisher and comic book forefather himself, Stan Lee. And Stan was fully on board. With Lee's backing, there was no way the Marvel crew in New York could say no. On February 26th, 1986, Stan the Man Lee came to Stockton, stood on the steps of City Hall for a special ceremony, and made it official. The Fantastic Four comic issue number 296 would be the first issue to reference Stockton as the foursome's home. For Stan, it was a fun visit filled with autograph signings at Al's comic book shop. For Joe, it would lead to a heavily comic-influenced future. He would go on to create WonderCon, Northern California's largest comic book convention, and open his own store, Flying Colors Comics in Concord, which has been in operation for over 30 years. All this born from a single goal of adding our beloved brick city, Stockton, to the Marvel Universe. Oh, and as a side note, in 1960, Stan Lee was ready to give up writing comics, suffering failure after failure. His wife, Joan, told him to write just one more, one he would really like and give it his all as a final goodbye. That comic was the Fantastic Four. The rest is history.
Anthony, I feel like we should like steal from NBC like the More You Know chimes, because I actually, you know, I'm a Stockton native. We have, you know, known about the Fantastic Four's home being in Stockton, but I actually did not know a lot about that. So thank you for sharing. That was awesome.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool that the comic that brought Stan Lee back from failure was the Fantastic Four. So we get to hold, we are the home of the heroes that brought Stan Lee back in the comics.
No, that Check was us awesome. Out.
Yeah. Check us out. And I didn't know anything about this story until I started working in this office last year and walked in and there was a random comic book poster hanging on the wall and I started reading it and it is signed by Stan Lee saying that the Fantastic Four's birthplace is Stockton, California. So I'm very excited we finally got to chat about this. And I'm looking at a poster for Stockton Con right now and it features one of the Fantastic Four on it. And we also will, so we'll share that photo and the awesome print that we have in our office on our This Is Stockton podcast Instagram that will be following all of our episodes and have fun little visuals to go along with our stories. So thanks again, Anthony.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony. All right, Amy, let's talk about some upcoming events.
Upcoming events. So, Wes, I have a very exciting one. So starting the first Thursday in August and running all throughout August, we're having a new artists and food and music market in downtown Stockton called the Main Street Market. It's going to be outside on Main Street between San Joaquin Street and Sutter. It's hosted by Parents by Choice, Makers Made, Plaza Perks, and they also have their group downstairs that have the Underground Arcade. So we're excited for that. So that's going to be from 5 to 9 on Thursday, starting on the 4th. So something new and exciting for us Stocktonians to check out.
Those markets always have a great vibe. We talked a little earlier about StocktonCon, of course, August 13th and 14th. Yeah. But that weekend's a pretty big weekend here in Stockton because a brand new event is happening at the fairgrounds from our friends who brought us the San Joaquin Asparagus Festival. They're bringing the California Garlic Festival on Saturday and Sunday, August 13th and 14th. So you pick a day to go to Stockton Con, you pick a day to go eat garlic, maybe do the garlic after Stockton Con so you don't offend anybody there. I'm just saying, but it's going to be, you know, rides, tons of garlic food, entertainment, your traditional food festival at the fairgrounds, and tickets start at $15 for that. And then really cool thing on Sunday, August 14th. If you don't know, our Bob Hope Theater, historic theater in downtown Stockton, has a Friends at the Fox classic movie series. And the movie that they're showing in August has a Stockton connection. It is called Cool Hand Luke. Did you know it had a Stockton connection, Amy?
I did not know it had a Stockton connection.
Okay, well, it was
I'm learning so much today.
I know. It's like my brain is going to explode. Cool Hand Luke was filmed primarily in Stockton and San Joaquin County, and you can actually visit one of the locations, Dentone Park off Davis Road. That was where the prison or the jail was in Cool Hand Luke. That was out of Dentone Park on Davis Road. So anyway, Paul Newman was in that movie, and that'll be shown at the Bob Hope Theater on Sunday, August 14th. And showtime is at 2 o'clock. Doors open at 1 and 8. If you haven't seen Cool Hand Luke on the big screen and heard the mighty Morton organ before the classic cinema series at the Bob Hope Theater, it's definitely a not miss.
Yeah, and you can check out one of our blogs about experiencing the classic movie series at the Fox, or the Bob Hope Theater. Our friend Anthony wrote that also. Anthony does a little bit of everything around here. And something else we're very excited about, at the end of August, our friend Steven with SMA Entertainment is hosting the Stockton Jazz Festival. So this year they have Tony Cherry and Jeanette Harris and the Braxton Brothers. It's going to be a full day down at Weber Point Event Center of live music, local food vendors. If you're a jazz lover at all, even if you're not, why not go check it out? Why not be a jazz lover for once in your life and go check out the Stockton Jazz Festival? So that'll be a fun time. And honestly, nothing is prettier than Weber Point Event Summer in the summer. Being on the water, listening to music, and dancing around the grass is a fun time. So we're excited for that.
Yeah, and I love that we have a jazz festival. You know, for those of you who don't know, Dave Brubeck, the jazz legend, went to the University of Pacific here in Stockton. We have the Brubeck Collection here. And so it's just a phenomenal connection to have a jazz festival in the heart of our downtown. Looking a little farther down the road, because I like to plan ahead, is one of our favorite food festivals here in Stockton, and that is the annual St. Basil's Greek Food Festival. And that'll be September 9th through the 11th. And there's also another big event happening that Amy will talk about that same weekend.
Another big event.
If you like to drink ouzo and have gyros and dance and say opa a lot, the Greek Food Festival's for you. It's a fundraiser for the Greek Orthodox Church. And you know what? I love this event, and it's been around like forever. I don't even decades. So a Greek food festival, if you like Greek food, you just like to hang out. It's they're located off March Lane in Stockton. And so go check that out September 9th through September 11th.
Love it. And then, yeah, like Wes alluded to, another giant event happening that weekend. So on Saturday, September 10th, if you're feeling thirsty, your friends here over here at Visit Stockton are hosting Stockton Brew Fest. It's going to be from 12 to 4 for VIPs and 1 to 4 for GA. And it's a all you can drink, all the fun you can have. We're going to have a ton of awesome food vendors, food trucks. We're going to have artists and vendors. That was something we brought to the park last year down at Weber Point Event Center. We're going to have a live DJ. We have yard games, just tons of fun. It's, again, Weber Point Event Center is one of my favorite venues in Stockton. It's super beautiful. It's shaded. We're going to have over 40 microbreweries. We are hard at work getting everyone signed on. So we're very excited about it. So you can follow along at StocktonBrewFest.com and see when people are, you know, getting added on and who's going to be pouring there and start buying your tickets here. So we're stoked. We're stoked. We're stoked. And that's kind of our big events roundup. But of course, this isn't everything happening in Stockton. So if you want to touch base with all the events happening in the city, we are host to the city's largest event calendar, visitstockton.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter and have a curated list of all the events happening every Wednesday come straight to your inbox. So we'll make it happen.
That's a must to sign up for that weekly events email. Well, that's a wrap, Amy. And we want to thank our guest again, Mike Millerick with Stockton Con, for joining us today. We really, really appreciated it and are excited to see everybody out at Stockton Con.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Wes. And if you are interested in checking out our supporting images and insights from this podcast, be sure to follow This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and thisisstockton.com, where you can subscribe and share and follow along our podcasting journey. And to stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, be sure you follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.